Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Electric Pete. All right, the podcast where every rider has a story, and every story just might spark something powerful inside of you. Today's guest is a true force of nature. She's a gratitude consultant, international best-selling author, artistic powerhouse, and unapologetic badass on a mission to help people rise, heal, and live with freedom. Marie Ann Rouse has lived a global life. Raised in Europe and the US, she took a deep leap of faith, all right, at 19, and landed in Hawaii, where her story really took off. Whether she's designing with glitter, publishing books, or guiding people through a transformation, she brings creativity, courage, and a magnetic gratitude into everything that she touches. So buckle up, because today we're going to talk about what really means to live intentionally, let go of what no longer serves you, and release the badass within. Let's welcome the one and only Marie Ann Rouse to the show. Marie Ann, thank you so much. Woo woo to you as well.
And the crowd goes wild.
Wow. Yes, yes. And they will. And believe me, they will. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being patient and helping me through a lot of my technical issues. Because if there's one thing that I absolutely have loved about my podcast, it's fun, it's technical, and it's creative. Okay, so the technical thing always seems to rear its ugly head at the beginning of every episode. So I wanted to ask a couple questions to kind of guide us through this. But the first question that I'd like to ask is, Marie Ann, your journey has crossed continents, careers, and creative outlets. Can you take us back to your 19-year-old self getting on a plane to Hawaii? What was in your heart that day?
Ooh. Excellent question. Before I go into that, I want to say thank you, Pete, for having me on. I'm super stoked and excited. And we have a little next guest right over here. This is Hendrix hanging out in the windowsill.
Hey, Hendrix. Was he sunning himself, huh?
Exactly. Watching the squirrels outside.
Okay.
Yeah. So, going back to that 19-year-old getting on the plane. So I had just experienced something very intense in my life. And I had gotten to the point where my life could have ended. And I chose to keep going. Mm-hmm. Now, making that choice was not the easy choice, mm-hmm. but it was the right choice. Mm-hmm. And because of that choice, I now have the life that I have, and I get to make the impact that I get to make by sharing my story and also by having that deeper understanding of what other people can go through in life, especially if they're going through similar things of what I have experienced. Because the thing is, we all experience ups and downs in life. And even if our story is not exactly the same, we can understand the emotion that we went through. We can understand the challenges. And so we can be there for one another. And so there at the age of 19, I had just gone through something fairly intense. I was down to 90 pounds. at
No.
the height that I am now. And so that's about half of what I am in weight at the moment. So if you can imagine half of me on the screen there,
That's a
right?
slim Marie Anne.
Very, very. And I needed to repair my wings, basically. And there's a poet over in Hawaii that lives on the Big Island. And one little liner that he had that I quoted in one of my books is, "Hawaii is where angels go to repair their wings." And I was that point in my life where I had given so much of myself that I needed to take care of myself. I had not learned that part of life that when you give of yourself, you also need to take care of yourself. All I did was the giving part and never the self-care part. So that was part of that journey for me of going to Hawaii at 19 years old, a total nerd. So a total nerd of a teenager while being creative, I had an attaché case. And I still have it to this day. And
Excellent.
yeah, so I pulled up, got picked up from the airport, and here I'm ending up in the boonies, like in the middle of nowhere. But
Wow.
it was the start of a new adventure.
That's fantastic. So, and you talked about, I just had a thought of something and it just escaped me, but it'll come back in a moment. Well, now, so describe making choices from the heart and believing in possibility. Can you share a moment that where that belief really paid off? Or maybe even surprised you.
Well, even going back to being 19 and choosing to move to Hawaii at 19 years old, not knowing anybody in Hawaii, going out on my own, right? So that is one of those things of following your heart. And something that I have discovered over time is by integrating gratitude into your life, but gratitude intentionally. Because I know that we're all grateful for things. And when we put an intentional emphasis on gratitude and our gratitude habits, it shifts so many different aspects of our life. And also, it releases different things, even in our body, in our brain. So it changes how we view things. It changes the opportunities that we notice simply because of our intentionality of living in gratitude.
Right, we're paying attention to different things. Like when you buy a new car, you notice everybody else has this car already. Right. So yes,
A
I
red
get that.
Maserati. Then you're going to start noticing red Maseratis. I don't know how many of them are around. I haven't noticed any, but who knows? Maybe now that I've verbalized red Maserati, I just might see some today.
You just might. I see plenty of those in Philadelphia, actually. You know, I not maybe not red, maybe different colors, but there are actually a bunch of Maseratis in Philadelphia. So, well, that's great. So, now you're a gratitude consultant, and I love that title. What does that actually look like in your day-to-day work with people?
In my day-to-day work with people, I get to share different platforms and different ways of being intentional with gratitude. And there is the intentional of gratitude with who we are as a person and the relationships that we have in others and also the things in our life. Whether it's personal life, whether it's business, we can have intentionality in how we look at things. And so, what that looks like from the standpoint of a gratitude consultant is that I share the different platforms that we have available through a company that I'm aligned with. And we have, for example, gratitude journaling. And it's not just gratitude journaling, it's a whole entire system with courses on basically attracting abundance in your life. So there's that. There's different tools that we share about with people, also for sharing gratitude with others. And I know that you've been the recipient of some, just like I've been the recipient of some. And something that happens with using of that tool, which, not to keep it a secret, it is the tangible greeting card, the tangible notes. It's the old-fashioned stuff, right? The
Right.
stuff that our grandparents used to do on a regular basis of writing letters to one another and to have pen pals. I have pen pals, people that I have never met in person, and we have become pen pals through connecting online. And now we exchange by mail, which is so different because when you take that time to pause and put your emotions into words, put your feelings, put your thoughts into words, and share them with another human being, it puts a pause on time because we're always rushing so much, right?
Rushing to figure life out.
And sometimes we're just rushing to get nowhere. So here it gives us a chance to pause and to reflect and to share with others also why we appreciate them or what are things that are happening in life. Like here's an example. Let's see. I received a thank you card from somebody. So it says, "You are amazing." And in there, this person shares that, "Has anyone told you lately? I think you are simply amazing. Your positive spirit just lights up the room, Zoom or in person. I love your cards. Thank you for being a successful and sharing blessings."
Wonderful.
It's the kind of stuff that our grandparents used to do all the time. And recognizing also the greatness in people, right? And sharing it, because if you don't share it, it's like you have a gift and you just put it on the shelf. It doesn't even get opened. So share it, pass it on, and it's got such a ripple effect. It's like imagine when even the words that you say to somebody, when you walk in the door and even at the grocery store, that as you pass somebody, you smile and you say good morning.
All right, I have two examples. All right, and so this morning at church, I'm a lector, and so I was reading at church, and there was a new procedure at 7:30 church, and it's no singing, so it's a quiet mass, right? Which means I have more responsibilities as a lector. So it was my first time, and but it's been going on for a while. I got help from the other lectors, prodding me. So that I was very grateful for that. And also, the Monsignor talked this morning about gratitude. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a talk about gratitude today with Marianne. Like, this is amazing timing. So, and then another thing in my business, I have a transportation business. I was taking someone around in Philadelphia. I came to a four-way stop, and I don't know, we got there at about the same time, right? Me and another car, and I waved them on. And there was another where somebody let me merge, and I kind of waved thank you to them. It was the same rider, and my rider says, I'm noticing this, and you're amazing. You're different. You're not a normal, driver. And that is an outward manifestation of gratitude, I really think. So I'm grateful the person let me merge. I'm grateful, to let the person go, because what's another 2 seconds off my day?
Right. And gratitude is such an amazing energy. And when we send out that energy into the world, we end up receiving back some of that same energy. And it's not necessarily from the same people that we sent it out to, right? We just simply send it out. And I know some people may think, oh, that's woo-woo stuff, talking about energy. There is scientific proof. There are scientific studies that have been done, whether it's been MRI scans on people's brains. There are studies over the years of people doing journaling, what kind of stuff they journal about, focusing on gratitude or for focusing on other things, and how it affects people's outlook during the day, how it affects their sleep, how it affects their health, how it affects how they communicate with other people. So it affects every single aspect of our life. And yeah, it's energy, but it's not a woo-woo thing. There's actually science all about it.
Right, yes. Oh, and you talk about energy. So I guess you just answered the question. I was going to ask you if you talk about magnetic energy through gratitude, and what's the practice you never skip, even on hard dates?
Oh, excellent. I love that because hard days, those are the days that we need it the most. And those are the easiest days to skip. So for me, morning routine, I have what am I thankful and grateful for? I'm also writing down positive affirmation and I am statements. And then I go, who can I send some positive energy and in a way of cards? Who can I recognize? Who can I celebrate? Who can I say thank you to?
And I'd love to get all those cards from you.
And you know that because we're on here, you're gonna get another one.
Well, same here. So, all right. You've seen creative everywhere, from jewelry to glitter to theater to journals. How does art help you tap into your message or your healing?
Right. Art itself is very healing. And everybody has different avenues for creativity. So for me, my creativity is hands-on, whether it's grabbing branches from the backyard and decorating it with different things, to recycling toilet paper rolls to make snowflakes. And I've got broken pieces of jewelry and things that I've picked up while on walks. So those are just, different ways, paint, all sorts of things, or being creative with the written word, whether it's journals, books, and I have a whole lot more. This is just what I have right here, right? So on my end, it helps me with being relaxed. And when I'm relaxed, the creative flow, even for day-to-day things, is much smoother. When I have that creative flow, and when I have that flow, I am in gratitude sphere kind of thing, right? I'm able to find better solutions to things that I've been going like, how can I get this working?
That's wonderful. All right, now, in my day-to-day work, storytelling is amazing. So, what role has storytelling, either through theater or writing, played in helping you and others rise?
Okay, well, storytelling in itself is very personal, right? We get to share from the heart, and it helps us to connect on a personal level with people. So when we share our story may not resonate with everybody, and that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I yeah, totally agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I would highly encourage people to write down and share their story in the written form or to do as a podcast, but to share their story, not to keep it private. And I understand there may be parts of stories that are not always revealed for specific reasons. Sharing the struggles that you have overcome, and some of the how you've overcome them is going to help somebody else. You can be the light, like the lighthouse in somebody else's storm, because it's like that lighthouse is standing and that beacon is always out there. That beacon, that light, that's like your story that you keep on sharing. And you never know if there's a boat out there that is stuck in a storm. And maybe all their equipment has failed and they're not communicating, so you don't even know that they're there. But they see that light. And that light is your story. That light is the energy that you emanate with the words that you share with this with just reaching out to people. Sometimes your story even just comes from sharing a smile.
Well, that's amazing. So, when I'm, so I mean, it's not a secret to the people that see my podcast, because that I drive Uber, I drive rideshare, and I have for 7.5 years, and I've done over 45,000 rides. So that's
Nice.
45,000 conversations. And when I'm in the car with somebody, I say that to them, and I'll get a mostly positive response or a neutral response. Nobody has anything bad to say about that, right? They're like, oh my gosh, really? Oh my, that's amazing. So, and then I hand them my podcast card,
Okay.
okay?
Yeah.
So the Electric Pete podcast card with a QR code on the back.
Nice.
Okay, that they can scan, or I have one on the back of the passenger seat, to the people in the back. And I got to be honest, that's how I've been growing my channel for 6 months. And I've
Love it.
got over 300 downloads, and I don't know exactly how many subscribers I have, because but they're all over the world. I mean, one time I actually gave this to a young lady who works for that company that sells stuff online, and they show stuff, and I forget the name of the company, but they and she was from China, and I took her from, like, I don't know, Montgomery County, North Wales, to a hotel in Philly. And she was getting a plane the next morning. And I told her about my podcast. And she's like, oh, something to listen to on the plane. So she, at that time, she downloaded all 19 episodes. I'm up to 23 right now, 22, 23. And she downloaded all of them. So I have somebody from China on my map. Right, where your people are, in Japan, and we just had a big soccer tournament, international soccer tournament in Philadelphia. And so I'm thinking that when I check this week, I'm gonna have some people from Brazil, because a lot of
Love it.
people are coming from Brazil to look at the soccer. And I gave a lot of people a ride to the game, home from the game, to their hotel after dinner, and all that kind of stuff. So that's really fun to look and to actually see the growth of the channel. Okay.
Congratulations
Well,
on being
thank you.
international. Yeah.
Oh yeah, a lot of fun.
There you go. Yeah. And I know it's like, and with my books, depending on which publishing company I go with, there's one in particular that also shows a map a world map. And so it's been fun to see, oh, Europe lit up. Oh, and Australia lit up, and stuff like that. So it's like, oh, do, do, do. It's
That's cool.
yeah, it's fun to
So
see the
now,
coloring happen.
you've got this bold phrase, release your inner badass. So what does that really mean to you, and why do we sometimes hide that part of ourselves?
Yeah, so that phrase actually came from my first solo book, Release Your Inner Badass. And so I know that we all have a stronger self on the inside. And depending on the individual, some have it buried deeper than others. And so that's why I focus on helping people to like break through those different layers, because that inner badass is who you are. So let who you are shine versus keeping masks on because of circumstances or because of who are the people that are around you. You should be able to be yourself, to be in your greatness of who you are. And that the people that are around you accept you for who you are versus accepting you for the mask that you wear.
That's good. I like that. Now, if somebody listening feels stuck, like their wings are clipped, what's the first thing you'd tell them to help them rise and soar again?
Well, first question that I would ask is, what is something today that happened that you're grateful for, or something that you witnessed, or something that you noticed? Because it's important to create a little shift. And when your wings are clipped, you're not feeling that gratitude energy. So you need that little shift. So is that positive disruptor of, ooh, what is something that was good today?
That's great. Yeah, I mean, when I'm driving and I'm interacting with people, I tell my story. My stories and share that. And it's interesting when you see the person that gets in. I mean, they don't know who they're driving with. They have my picture and my information. I don't have their picture or anything. So it's kind of interesting. But and I will greet them. Hey, how you doing today? A friendly voice. And I think I would say probably more than 50% of them are shocked. Oh my gosh, this person's nice. Right?
They didn't know they were going to be riding with electric paint. Ooh.
Well, yeah. And then I'll eventually get my logo on the side of my car, which the car is another story. I'm Electric Pete because I'm Pete and I drive an electric vehicle. And so that's that.
Now, just to get back to that question that you're asking, another question that I will ask people is, what is something that you have accomplished that you can feel proud of? Because when your wings are clipped, you're not necessarily remembering the good stuff that you have already done.
That's fantastic. That's really wow. Okay. Now you've helped so many people rebuild after loss, transition, or reinvention. What's one story or transformation that stays with you?
Stories that stays with me. I have quite a few of individuals who are overcoming some health challenges, some intense health challenges. And through the messages that I send them, and also practicing intentional gratitude, the shift that it creates in their life and in their outlook on life, and having hope again. That's a big one.
Yeah, hope is very powerful.
Yeah. People telling me that, oh, I feel I have hope again, or oh, I feel like I could take this and I can feel like I have a purpose again. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, now you've worked in both traditional and network marketing, and you've published internationally. What kind of legacy do you hope your message leaves behind?
Legacy. That the lives that I have touched create that ripple effect that was started and that it just keeps on going.
That's
Yeah.
great. Excellent. I mean, I always try to relate when I'm talking to somebody to what my personal experience is. And I don't have something for everything, so now, what's the one thing often mis what's the one thing people often misunderstand about living a life of freedom and choice?
What I have found is with that sentence, some people are not being clear about what that means to them. And so, what is a life of freedom for you? What is a life of choice for you? Everybody has a different definition for it. And for some people, that definition is not clear to them. Yeah.
So helping them clarify that. I mean, a lot of people have so much stuff, stacked on top of them that they're worried about, that they're doing, et cetera, that it's very tough to get that positive out.
Yeah, and it's a process. It's not an overnight like drive through, like when you go to the fast food restaurant. Drive, where you order through that wah-wah-wah-wah-wah voice thing that comes out, and then you pull up to the window and you get something. Very rarely does it work that fast, but it can. It can. I've seen it happen before, but most of the time it's more of a windy, windy road.
Sure, that's life, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
There's detours, just like when you're driving around Philly construction. Oh, gotta take a detour.
So now we believe every rider has a story. And your story is filled with energy, intention, and gratitude. What's one I am affirmation you wish every listener could say and believe today?
Ooh, okay, let's see. I have quite a few, even right here in my book. Okay. I'm just gonna read just a couple that are right here. Okay. I am powerful beyond measure. I am in alignment with the greater power. I am a gift.
I like that.
So I want people to know that they are a gift.
Excellent. And where should our listeners start if they want to connect with you or begin their own gratitude journey?
They can find me everywhere.
In the
I
show
am
notes,
omnipresent.
I will put all of your contact information
Sweet.
and information
Sweet.
about your bio, so that
Fantastic.
people can get in contact with you. I mean, I know you're on Facebook and Instagram and
TikTok and X
TikTok,
and LinkedIn and
right?
definitely. So I
Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, Or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete signing off.